Business Now with Sean Pellegrin. He's going to zero in on difficult trade talks between the US and Japan today.
Mm-hmm. Who knows if these will deliver anything either. Apologies.
Very good.
The two sides are fast approaching a July 9th deadline by which the U.S. is supposed to reimpose 24% import duties on all Japanese goods that were imposed on April 2nd during what Donald Trump called a Liberation Day. And those talks are not going well, to the extent that the U.S. president decided to threaten Japan with even higher tariffs if an agreement isn't found. Speaking to reporters on Air Force One, he said he could slap tariffs of up to 35% on Japanese goods, also saying he was not considering extending that July 9th deadline. There are a number of sticking points. Japan unwilling to make concessions that would strip away protections of its own agricultural sector, notably its rice producers, while the U.S. would like to export more of its own agricultural goods to Japan. Another one has to do with the other tariffs that affect the Asian countries, like sectoral tariffs on steel and aluminium, or 25% tariffs on auto imports. The Japanese auto sector, as you can see there, with huge brands like Toyota, Honda, or Nissan, extremely dependent on that U.S. export market. That market far outstripping exports to China or the European Union last year, with over 1.3 million cars sent stateside. Tokyo demanding that any trade deal also includes concessions on these sectoral tariffs. Chief negotiator Ryose Akazawa reportedly heading to the U.S. this weekend for an eighth round of negotiations. So far, Washington has only reached a partial trade deal with the U.K. and a tariff truce with China ahead of that July 9th deadline. Talks with Canada picked up again on Monday after Ottawa gave up on its idea of a digital sales tax on U.S. tech giant.
Well, let's stay with Donald Trump. A lawsuit he filed against Paramount has been settled, opening the way for a potentially huge merger. This is in the media industry, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Donald Trump has had accused the 60 Minutes news program on CBS, part of the Paramount Group, of deceptively editing an interview of his rival for the presidency, Kamala Harris, back in October. The suit arguing it, quote, tipped the scales in favor of the Democratic Party ahead of the presidential election. Paramount has now said it would pay $16 million to Trump's future presidential library as a settlement. Media advocacy groups have accused the White House of attacking press freedom in this case. And this follows another settlement on a similar case brought against ABC News. The Paramount settlement comes as the media company is preparing for an $8.4 billion merger with Skydance Media, which requires approval from the U.S. government in the form of the U.S. Federal Communications Commission.
Quick update for you now on the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill.
Mm-hmm. It passed the Senate thanks to a tie-breaking vote by Vice President J.D. Vance and is headed back to the House of Representatives for another vote. If approved, it'll then go to Trump's desk for signature into law. But this could prove difficult, with many House Republicans unhappy with some of the changes made in the Senate. Take a listen to the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Mike Johnson.
A lot of people didn't get what they wanted. They didn't think some savings went as far as they should have gone, or that maybe some of the cuts went too far. I mean, it depends upon who you ask. They have different opinions, but that's the beauty of a large deliberative body, lots of different priorities and opinions and districts represented. We are going to try to answer all those concerns and get this bill delivered on time, as we expected and hoped from the very beginning.
It's all quick today. Quick look at the markets.
European markets opening higher this Wednesday, even as investors assess the status of those trade talks and the prospect of deals ahead of that July 9th deadline. As you can see, the Paris CAC 40 leading the gains up 0.6%.
Now, as Paris has been sweltering under the first major heat wave of the summer, a French startup has been taking on the matter of carbon capture.
Mm-hmm. The process aimed at trapping CO2 emissions before they get into the atmosphere is part of many governments' plans to reach the holy grail of carbon neutrality in the fight against global warming. But how useful is carbon capture really? Does it work? And is it the silver bullet the world needs against climate change? Luke Schrager has more.
Producing 300 tons of lime a day, it's small wonder the Bocahou Lime Works looks like it's on the moon rather than in northern France. And with one ton of CO2 released for every ton of lime produced, it's heavy on the emissions. That, though, is something the Revco startup wants to address.
We want this pilot scheme to treat 1,000 tons of CO2 per year. By 2027, we aim to have a machine that can treat 10,000 tons of CO2 per year, and then develop a standard machine that can treat 100,000 tons of CO2 per year by 2028.
The scheme is carbon capture, with chimney fumes dried and compressed, then treated with liquid nitrogen. It turns carbon dioxide to dry ice, which is then held back as other gases are released. It's then liquefied, ready for use in other industries like food or pharmaceuticals, or even manufacturing synthetic fuel. Failing that, it can be transferred to long-term storage, often deep underground. However, underground storage isn't foolproof, and it can and does leak. What's more, existing schemes worldwide, already costing billions, are far from 100% efficient and aren't yet ready to be scaled up.
Last year, we emitted 38 billion tons of CO2 worldwide. You know, we are talking fractions of a percent, even if you aggregate all of the projects proposed, and let's just say that all of them go forward, we're still looking at fractions of a percent of the total emissions in the world.
A United Nations panel on climate change backs carbon capture as a way to reduce industrial carbon footprints. And while promising, it remains, for now, an addition to other efforts rather than a cure in the fight on global warming.
Charles, thank you very much. Charles Pellegrin with Business on France 24. Straight